Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls, we're saving businesses, saving jobs, saving our community. Now, if I save a soul along the way, don't hold that against me. We'll just call that icing on the cake, because the mission here at the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show is to build strong businesses in our community so we can put our people to work. And we do that with business development, job creation, and service. So if you ever find yourself at a business crossroads and not sure which way to turn, I want you to turn on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show every Friday at 10:30 a.m. I am Robert Gatewood, your host, and I am glad to be here as always. Boy, today we got so much for you. You need to pull up a chair. You need to get a comfortable chair today, not just a regular chair. You need one of those chairs that you can put your feet up, get you a nice cool drink, because we got Chef Terrence over here demonstrating how it should work. Chef Terrence, welcome to the show. Welcome, 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 man. You know what? I've been thinking about this show today because you told me what you're going to talk about today. Mm-hmm. And I've been like, wait a minute. You mean you can go wrong with food? I thought you could never go wrong with food. Absolutely. But you thought mixing food and dating, though, some things can go wrong.
Some things can go wrong. So we're here today to talk about it.
All right. And you brought a guest today? Who's
yes.
Who you got with us today?
I have author and relationship consulting Miss Kay Lewis in the studio with us today.
All right, Miss
Kay. She's going to give us some tips and some things. We're going to have a little debate today about some things in regards to this food, this dating and this food thing.
Do I need to get the gloves out?
You might. Maybe so. Good morning.
Hey, welcome to Arthur.
We're ready.
What's the name of your book?
I have two books. My first book was The Game According to Life, and my second was just recently released, early June. It's called Love Notes for Life.
You like a multiple author.
Yes, sir.
I ain't mad at you, girl. Look at you. I wrote two books.
The gloves have come off.
The gloves have come off. Folks, this is the Marketing Pulpit Show. I have it in the studio. Give me your name again.
I'm K.S. Lewis.
K.S. Lewis. That name sounds so familiar. You know, it has one of those author-sounding names, though. When you put a little middle name in the middle of mention, K.S. And of course, Chef Terrence Jay, this is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We have so much going on today. Later in the show, we're going to have attorney Nakia Gray. She's going to be talking about how to be a boss. We have so many people now who are they've been let go from their job. They've been burnt out. They're tired. Some are just ready to start their second lives. Well, she's going to show you the right way to do it, how to put on your boss hat. Make sure it fits and that it's pointing in the right way. So she's coming up at 11:15 at the 10:45 hour. We're going to have Miss Kelsey Nicole Nelson. Man, she's going to talk about women in the world of sports. I know when you guys think about sports, you think about big old burly, sweaty, ugly guys. Well, today, Miss Kelsey, she is everything but that, but she is rocking the mic. She's really burning up. She's sitting the For all the young ladies out there, and all you mothers out there who are trying to decide which way to send your daughters, do not cross sports off the list, right, whether it's in front of the camera or behind the camera. Matter of fact, one of our other guest hosts, Miss Elena Seven, her daughter's in Wimbledon. She's ranked nationally,
wow,
and she's also a sports person. So, mothers, the old song, don't let your sons grow up to be cowboys. You may let your daughters grow up to be sports announcers. And you can be involved in sports in front of the camera or behind the camera. So she's coming up at the next 10:45 hour. And then, of course, I can't wait to get to this segment about food and dating. Look at her laughing. Like, she got some trouble. I think she's going to start some trouble
I'm
in the day.
A lot of trouble.
You look like trouble.
I've been having a lot of my guy friends, you know, coming to me with these issues about dating, being expensive.
Who gonna pay for it?
Not just gonna pay for it, but mm-hmm. more likely the guy's gonna pay for it.
Uh-oh. He should.
Is that a given?
It's not a given,
but it should be.
Ooh, look at her, man. God.
Well, I have my opinion on that, Robert. So we'll talk about that in a segment.
All right, folks. Also, we got, as always, we got, reason I was a little out of breath today, I was out meeting with my Russians today, and, Well, you know, the president has given us the green light. It's okay to meet with Russians now. And he said anybody would have taken that meeting. So he's like, okay, go ahead, meet with your Russians, just like my boy did. Everybody needs a little Russian meeting every now and then. And he's not talking about Russian dressing either. He's talking about actually meeting with the Russians.
As far as the Russian embassy for
him. Well, I'll tell you, man, when I rolled over there to have my meeting, they had the spies around me, and I think Jared Kushner is everywhere. How did he get in my meeting? This guy is everywhere. Oh my goodness. You got the Russians. Oh my goodness. Between the Russians and the health care, I'm trying to think, can this Congress and this White House do anything right?
How long has it been? 6 months?
It feels like about 60 years. I mean, when they started, I had my hairline was down to here. Mm-hmm. I didn't have any gray hair. These guys have aged me. But that's okay. I'm meeting with my Russians now, so everything's going to be okay.
Obama got elected. After he got elected, you didn't hear anything from him or his administration for at least nothing.
We had a president. Right. Things were so smooth.
Every day.
Now it's like every day. You know, I'm telling you what's going to suffer from this. Reality TV. Why watch a reality TV show?
Just turn on CNN.
That's right. Just turn on CNN and you have a reality show. Every day. Folks, you're listening to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I am Robert Gatewood, your host, and we are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the Good Marketing Gospel. I have in the studio Mr. Chef Terrence J. and Ms. K.S. Lewis. Did I get it right that time?
You sure did.
K.S. Lewis. They're going to talk about dating and food later on. Quickly, we're going to talk about relationships. I'll give you a quick tip on relationship in business. I'm going to be the first one to say all relationships are not created equal. I'm going to start some trouble too. We go out here, we get these business relationships, but they are not all equal. So as part of your managing people, as being a business entrepreneur, you have to be in the people management business. You can't just be managing your books or your food or your marketing services or your sports. You have to manage the people that come in and out of your life. So I'm going to give you some quick tips on how to evaluate the relationships that come into your life in the era of business. The first one is accessibility and availability.
I would agree.
Some folks are just too accessible, and some are just not accessible enough.
Well, you have people who when you start your business, they say they're going to help you.
Right.
And then when it's time for the help,
they're nowhere to be found. So you got to weigh that when you're trying to decide how is this person going to fit into my business plan. All right, here's another one. The payoff. How is this person going to help you get paid? Is this person bringing something to the table that's going to be of substantial value in that business relationship? The payoff. What is the payoff? Okay, another one. The impact. What is the impact this relationship is going to have on your business? Now, there's some folks, when you're going through this evaluation checklist, I'm sorry, folks. Somebody might get dumped after the day.
I'm sorry, folks. I'm sitting here evaluating.
You're going
right
down your
now.
List, right? Right. I think you're doing those X marks. Hey, man. Hey, man. Why you draw that line through my name? Hey, Chuck.
Oh, no, Robert. You good? You safe?
I'm good. Okay. That's that other Robert, right? Okay. All right, man. I'm keeping up your shoulder. I saw that. All right. That's Robert Smith. Okay, my bad. Okay. All right. I'm a little sensitive here. So the impact. Now, here's one you all going to appreciate. Effort. Some folks just require too much effort to keep that relationship going. It's too much work. You got your business to run. You got your other thing going on. Your relationship shouldn't be that. They shouldn't be another job, too.
Well, you should bring people around who have the same passion
right.
as you do.
Right. And if they have that passion and your vision, you're not going to have to work. That's why you're bringing them around so right. you don't have to do all the work.
Right.
So
I've learned my lesson with that.
All right, so you should have not my name. You scratched up.
Yeah,
all right, I scratched up. Are you cool? Right,
that's Robert Smith. Not
right. All right, folks, you listen to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. I have in the studio. This is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the Good Marketing Gospel. The number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. Call if you have a question for me or the guest. That's the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show, 1-800-450-7876. We're talking about relationships in business. And the last one, I'm just going to say relationship, the reputation and clout of the person. Now, everybody can't be President Obama. Everybody can't be, you know, Jay-Z or Beyonce. But sometimes you need some star power on your team. Okay? Either you might be that star power for somebody else, or somebody might bring a little more star power to your team. So you need people come into your life for a reason and a season, and they have a purpose. And so when you're evaluating these relationships, how are they going to impact your business? Some people may come in and they may go because they've served their purpose. That doesn't mean you can't go out and play golf together. You can still go to their kids' Halloween party. You can still do various things. But in business, relationships are so important in building your, getting your company to that next level. You have to constantly evaluate their relationship. So we have to be in the people managing business all the time. Folks, you're listening to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. I have in the studio Coach Chef Terrence J. and Arthur. Now, let's ask Arthur real fast here.
Yes, sir. I'm actually the coach. He's the player. I'm the coach.
Oh, my goodness. You coach. When did you write your first book?
My first book published in October of 2015. Uh-huh. And my second one, like I said, just recently in June this year.
Do you find out that when you write a book, it's easier to write the second one?
No.
You don't?
No, it's not. It actually took me what I felt was a little bit more time, and just the whole process itself took a little longer, because you want to be thoughtful always in what you're putting out there. You want to be able to, like you were mentioning, I wrote down your list, and I love the fact that you're talking about impact, because even as an author, I always want to make sure that what I'm putting out there is impactful, not just for my myself, but for my readers as well. And that they feel like they have a return, that they feel like every time they turn a page, that they see themselves in the story.
All right, that is so good. That is so good. Folks, let's not forget our sponsor, BLE Executive Suites. If you have an office need, if you want someone to come out, and if you have need a place to hold those meetings, a place to hang your business hat and your shingle, you can rent spaces by the hour, by the month, by the week, or you can sign yourself a long-term lease. BLE Executive Suites, they are doing it the right way. They have opened up their latest location in National Harbor, Maryland, and their main office is over in Largo, Maryland. Call them at 301-322-1700, 301-322-1700, and get yourself a location. Is one of those four P's of marketing. You have to make sure you do the location right. Doesn't mean you have to sign yourself into a long-term expensive lease. You have to grow into that long-term expensive lease, but you can start out with something affordable, something that's manageable, like a virtual and executive suite over at BLE Suites. They answer the phone for you. You have a place to drop off your mail for that UPS package that normally ends up in the bushes with rain on it. They have a person sitting there waiting to receive that package for you. Call BLE Suites at 301-322-1700 or go to BLESuites.com. Coming up next, we're going to have Miss Kelsey Nicole Nelson. Sports is changing, and thank goodness. Thank goodness it's changing, because there are so many talented young women out here that have been left on the sidelines. Let me tell you something, folks. That is changing. So stay tuned as we bring our guest up, Miss Kelsey Nicole Nelson. Hang on, folks. This is the Marketing Pulpit. We'll be right back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOL, 95.9 FM.
Good morning, this WOL traffic and weather update brought to you by Sweet Frog. 295 northbound is heavy from Malcolm X Avenue to Suitland Parkway on South Dakota Avenue southbound. The ramp to go outbound on New York Avenue is partially blocked with a broken down vehicle on the ramp. On Central Avenue westbound inbound on Hall Road, the accident is cleared away. Inbound Suitland Parkway accident at First Sterling Avenue also just cleared away, so everything is starting to calm down there as well. Sweet Frog is a masterpiece of frozen yogurt with a wide selection of premium flavors and fresh topping choices. Taste what makes them the best in the U.S. Sweet Frog, the official treat of summer. Now your WOL weather forecast. Scattered thunderstorms this afternoon, a high near 93. Partly cloudy overnight, down to 73. And for tomorrow, a partly cloudy, slightly cooler day. Pioneer 89. Steve Hirshhorn for 1450 AM, 95.9 FM, WOL, where information is power.
All right, folks, this is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m., bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls, we're saving jobs. We're saving businesses, we're saving our community, for God's sake. Have ourselves a dynamite show going here, but that's every Friday, though. Don't forget to tune in and go to the website at www.marketingpulpit.com. You can also find us on Facebook at Marketing Pulpit. You can also find us on Twitter at Marketing Pulpit, and you can also find us on Instagram at Marketing Pulpit. Folks, it's all about branding. I want you to think about this also. When you're putting your brand together, if you can get that same brand, that same moniker, that same icon across the board, it's going to help. And if you haven't figured out what you're going to call yourself on Instagram or Facebook, try to make sure that all those handles are available. It makes life so much easier when you're trying to get people, because I'm trying to type people's their Twitter accounts and their Instagram accounts, and they got 15 different, I'm just going confused, and you end up sending people to the wrong place. So if you can, now I know it's harder because as social media grows, all the good ones are gone, but if you can find something that's unique in yours, man, life is sweet. All right, folks, I was watching a couple of years ago. Welcome to the studio, back to the studio, Chef Terrence J. I have in the studio Miss Kelsey Nicole Nelson. You know what, Kelsey, I was watching, I know I'm going back, and it might have been a sore spot for somebody. Remember the lady used to be on the sideline, and they used to mess with her about her hair?
Yes, Pam Oliver, and I love Pam. I knew you were going there, because goes there.
Everybody
goes there.
She's good, though.
She knows her stuff.
She knows her stuff.
Didn't they kick her off for a minute, though?
They put her to the B team, so it's bad, obviously. She was on the primetime football games, and that's why you don't really see her now. That's why you have to think back to her name. You don't see her. They're kind of slowly pushing her off, but I hate it. It was us that was making fun of her hair, and this lady's doing her job.
What's the lady?
Erin Andrews. She got the promotion, yeah.
But you said something there a minute ago. You said A team and B team. What is that?
So the A team, of course, is going to be your primetime football games. That's going to be your big time Cowboys, Redskins games. You know, those matchups that everyone can't wait to see. The B games are where you're going to see those teams. I'm sorry to any of these fans, but like the Detroit Lions games, or you know, any of the teams
that
aren't doing
soccer games and that kind of stuff.
those types of games.
Okay, this lady has already impressed me with her knowledge. Mm-hmm. But see, the thing about it though, and when I looked at the Pam Oliver situation, and I'm sure a lot of people are saying you're putting too much emphasis on her hair, her appearance, but what about her skills?
Right.
She's very good at what she does.
But does that speak to an issue, Kelsey, about some of the challenges that women face in sports?
You hit the nail on the head when you said that. I think Pam Oliver, as Chef Taryn said, she's doing her job. She knows her stuff. She knows her football. This lady worked hard. She paved the way for women that look like me, women of color, to get to that spot. But yet we're talking about something as simple as her hair. We've all had bad hair days. Who cares what's on her head? She's reporting the news. She's giving you the football. I mean, she does it in an exciting way. But unfortunately, when you're a woman, every time you go on the field, unfortunately, you always have to remember how you look. Because you're going to get those comments. We have those Twitter trolls now who feel empowered and love to go off on us on the keyboard. But it's unfortunate because, unfortunately, you don't see it happen as much to men. And men have bad days, too, but no one wants to look bad.
Wrinkled suits?
Great. But do they get made fun of like they do on Twitter?
Hey,
no.
Kev, why were you looking at my head when you said men have bad days, too?
Robert, you have a nice full head of hair. You know you should be very proud of that. A lot of men
men have bad days, too. Looking right over here.
You thought I was looking there. I was looking in the open space.
Let me go back to my relationship list here. Let me see if I got Kelsey.
Now I'm going to get a bad no. See, get all the mean. Now the Twitter trolls are going to come after me.
All right. No, you're good. But let me ask you this, though. What made you decide to get into sports?
Sure. So I've always been into sports. I played every sport growing up. I played soccer, volleyball, basketball. I was always a daddy's girl. My dad went to Grambling State. Everyone that knows me, I grew up in a football territory town. I grew up with Doug Williams posters in my room, Eddie Robinson posters in my room. I was always going to be into sports. My family's from the South. Sports is life. So I always knew I wanted to be involved in sports. Unfortunately, you know, when I got to 12th grade, I knew I wasn't going to go to a Division I school on scholarship. scholarships for sports. So the next best thing for me was doing sports journalism because I was still by the game that I loved. Mm-hmm. And in high school, I was the editor-in-chief of the yearbook. I was in the newspaper club, so it wasn't new to me. And then going to Maryland, go Terps. You know, I got to be at a big sports school. Mm-hmm. And then for grad school, I went to Georgetown, another big sports school. So I've always been around it. I love just telling stories. I love meeting fans. I love, you know, talking to the athletes and sharing what they do on the field and making it fun for everyone.
But you have less energy in your voice. Man, I'm waking up over here.
I get excited. You see it.
Yeah, she got the energy.
I was humped over for a minute. Now my back's back up straight. I'm getting a little bass in my voice.
See, then I've done my job. I hope my bosses are listening. Give me a raise.
You are doing it. Well, what's hot in sports right now? What's the buzz right now?
Oh, my gosh. There's so much. And the DMV alone, I think first off I have to start with Kirk Cousins. There's a lot of Washington Redskins fans in the area. People want to know if he's going to sign that franchise tag, you know, the contract offer for a long-term deal with his franchise. Tag. Chuck Terrence, I see your face. I know you want to say something.
I mean, why haven't they signed it yet?
So I think they're questions. I don't know why either. Because he's your best option. Yeah. I don't know where else you're gonna go. Give him the long term deal.
I don't even like Kirk Cousins, but he's done enough.
So they have till Monday, Chef Terrence. I mean, if you believe in your organization, they have till Monday to give him that long term deal. Because otherwise, a lot of people think, you know, the 49ers, Kyle Shanahan's looking at him going, how would Kirk look over here? You know, in this season.
Robert Griffin.
Oh my gosh. Robert. Do we want to talk about Robert? He just had a baby. Robert. Okay. I said, don't go RG3 because people are going to get sensitive. The Redskins fans.
I'm an RG something because that's my niche, right? RG.
Right.
You're the good RG. You see positive things about
you. Okay. Take him right on out of there.
Is he playing for the Browns this year?
He got cut.
He's not doing anything right now. What? He just had a baby by his mistress that he's marrying. So he's got personal stuff, I think, going on.
Kelsey started in trouble. You said he's having a baby by his mistress, his mother's daddy's baby's cousin.
See, I had to go into all that. He has a lot going on off the field. The Browns,
That's why they cut him. He's got too much drama going on.
Too much going on.
Because he got paid a lot of money for being a first-round pick, so he can sit back and chill until somebody picks him up.
Hey, but didn't he buy this girl a white Bentley or something? He bought his first girlfriend a Bentley or something? He may have spent all that money.
See, I wouldn't be surprised. I would not be surprised.
Okay, so Cousins and Robert Griffin is no longer in the sports, right?
It's crazy. Remember how excited people were when he first came to Washington?
Yeah,
like, everyone had an RG3 jersey.
Yeah, I don't see one around. Poor guy.
And then also, I think we have to go to basketball, the Washington Wizards. You know, John Wall, he's still thinking about that Wizards extension they offered him. They did re-sign Otto Porter, so any Otto Porter fans, I know you're Georgetown. He went to Georgetown. I like him as that third option. So they did get him, but John Wall, it's scary to think if he's not in Washington. I'm pretty sure he'll stay here, but the Wizards, Ernie Grunfeld better make John Wall happy because we need to do everything we can to keep him right here at the Verizon Center in D.C. playing for the Wizards if you even want to think about building a championship team. Wow. So that's kind of scary for some people.
So you got Cousins. Got Kaepernick.
We didn't even go Kaepernick. Oh my gosh.
Man, poor Kaepernick. Is he going to play?
I think he's going to play.
You do? See, I don't think he's going to play. I want him to play. And he shouldn't be done. I tell this to everyone that I talk to about this. He's being blackballed. I remember the Colin Kaepernick. I'm a Baltimore Ravens fan. So I remember the Colin Kaepernick that played against the Baltimore Ravens in the Super Bowl in New Orleans and almost came back to beat the Ravens.
Does he know her sports or what?
You know I know that.
He could be on the sideline.
Hopefully soon. But Colin Kaepernick, I mean, he had decent numbers this year. No, they weren't the best, but there's a lot of quarterbacks in the NFL who don't have the best numbers.
Getting paid
more, and he's on the sidelines. But I will say, even though he's on the sidelines, I love what he's doing. He's doing a lot of charity work. He went back to Ghana for the 4th of July because he really wants to, I think, find himself and help others, which I think is a beautiful thing. And he doesn't get enough credit for what he's doing while he's not playing.
What about that Venus, though?
Oh, Venus Williams is amazing.
I thought she was so done.
We all did. We all thought it was Serena's time.
Gets pregnant, she comes and takes her spot. Is that the wildest thing in the world? What is she about, 80 years old now?
Subtract a few, 37. That's older for tennis. That's older because tennis is hard. That's a lot of back and forth. She's setting records.
She is on center court. Is it Saturday?
Yep, Saturday we'll find out.
Finals.
Yep.
Wow, man.
All right, she's amazing.
Go Serena.
Wow. Man, I could talk to you all day. Well, let's talk about the business of sports for a minute. How does it look for women going forward? I mean, I see you.
What's the lady with the hair? Not Aaron, that was Oliver. She's on the B team, you say?
Yep.
She's on the B team. Is she ever going to make it back to the A team?
It's hard. I mean, I think...
What if she get a good perm? Is that going to do it?
I will say there's a lot of women with beautiful perms out there.
I have some clients that in the hair field, they might be able to hook her up.
They might go back and help
get her back on the 18.
A lot of women are natural now, so.
Yeah, you see a lot more. That's a good point. That is a great point.
It shouldn't matter, right?
It should matter about your skill. And I think you said a great point, though. Pam Oliver, she's gotten older. And unfortunately, as we know, in the field, there's a lot of younger women coming up. And TV is a visual medium. I mean, anybody can admit that. So unfortunately, I think it would be hard for her to come back because you do have a lot of big name women coming up. But I will say, not just in front of the camera, but behind the camera, you see more women football directors, basketball directors in the NBA. I mean, if you really go to a game and watch who's doing the production stuff, you'll see a lot of women. So the doors have opened, but of course there always needs to be more, especially for women of color.
Well, that's what I like, because there's so much money in sports.
Yes.
And for women not to be involved in it, that is contributing to the inequality in pay.
Exactly.
So when I see people like yourself, I am like, right on, let's bridge, let's get rid of these divisions, let's bridge between women pay and men pay. So I'm just proud of what you're doing.
Thank you.
Tell people a little bit about you before we wrap up here. What's up with you? Where you going?
Sure.
Tell me some of the things going on in your world.
Oh, my gosh. So much. So right now I'm doing freelance sports reporting. I cover all the teams in the area, all professional and collegiate teams. So, of course, right now I'm covering the Washington Mystics. I hope there's some big WNBA fans. We have the Washington Nationals and Baltimore Orioles, of course, it's summertime, D.C. United. So I cover that, and of course I'm getting ready for football season, Washington Redskins training camp, Washington Wizards season will be here before you know it. I've been catching some of the summer league games going on in Vegas. I'm also working with the Minor Football League still, doing Inside the MFL radio show. And then for Fox Sports Radio, I'm actually relaunching my all-new sports show, Listen In with K&N. So
if somebody wants to find out more about you, what's your information? You have a website?
I do have a website. It's easy. It's my name, KelseyNicoleNelson.com. You'll see all my TV, radio, and print work. And then on social media, as you said earlier, all my social media sites at The Real K Nelson. Simple, easy, to the point. So
all right.
Everyone follows along.
Thank you, Kelsey. Thank you. That is so enlightening. Glad to see you, folks. We're actually going to be back in a moment with the chef and the author, Mark and Pope. Be right back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM, WOL, and 95.9 FM.
Carl Nelson here again. Join us this afternoon at 4 for another Open Phone Friday. This is how it works, folks. If you didn't get a chance to call in this week, or previous weeks for that matter, reach out to us at 800-450-7876. Or, if there was a topic that you think we should have discussed and we didn't, or even if we did and you think we came up a little short, call us up. Or, if there's something going down in your corner of the world that you think the rest of the universe would benefit by hearing about it, hit us up. It's toll-free. It's worldwide. It's 800-450-7876. Sometimes we may have some very special guests, but we really, really want to speak to you. So let's meet up right here at 4, right after Reverend Al, on AM 1450, FM 95.9, because you know this is where the DMV comes to talk. WOL, where information is power.
Folks, this is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. I'm bringing you the good marketing gospel. I'm Robert Gatewood, your host, and we are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. Go to marketingpulpit.com and find out more about our guest and our guest host and all the things that are going on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I'm gonna kick my feet back for a minute. I'm just gonna sit back and listen to. I got to hear this interchange between my co-host and this author here. I'm just going to shut up. Y'all go for it. I hear you all talking about dating and food. And then you got two things that I'm sure a lot of people are interested in, dating and food. You put the two together, potential for fireworks.
Right. So the gloves are off, and I have Ms. Kay Lewis here with us, and we're going to relationship consulting.
Yes.
And we're going to talk today more on a trending topic that has been going around. A lot of people have been asking me about different things regards to food and relationships. Mm-hmm. So I had a couple things I wanted to talk about today. So we're going to go ahead and get into it. You ready?
Let's do it. Absolutely. I'll stay ready.
Too much pain.
Okay. Y'all start fighting now. I got my little little separated here.
Well, the first thing we want to talk about today is taking someone on a date. Is it appropriate to take someone out on the first date using a coupon?
First date with coupons. Well, you know, I'm giving you mad side eye right now. Okay. And the reason is, I think, you know, being discreet as far as whatever the situation might be for the coupon is no problem. But discretion is key, because in the first few dates with someone, there's a level of impression that you're both putting on, you know, for one another. You don't want to come off as cheap. It's okay to be frugal, but you don't want to come off as cheap. And I would assume that prior to that first date, there's been a little bit more conversation that has happened. And so, you know, if there's a situation you need to talk about why you want to use a coupon, or if there's a new place that you want to try out and say, hey, I have this amount of money off that I found and whatever, this special going on, then that's cool. But don't just come up on a date and be like, hey, yo, I got this good coupon I want to use, this 2-for-1 deal.
Wow.
That'll probably be your last date with that person.
So how can you be discreet about it?
Well, there's always a way to be discreet. You know, you can get up from the table and go and see your server while, you know, and away from the table and say, hey, I need to use this coupon.
Hey, coach, look.
But I don't want you to use a coupon.
But what if you, like, you got it down on your lap?
No.
And you kind of sneaking it out of your
wallet?
Trust
me, a woman sees everything.
What?
Yes, we do. Rubber. We see it.
This is really
Now, but there's other ways to be frugal on first dates. There's other ways to do inexpensive first dates than pulling out a $10 off or buy one, get one coupon.
Well, my belief is that along with the meals getting paid,
the food is good,
the tab is paid, tip is paid, there really shouldn't be any, I don't see what the problem is.
I can agree with that to some extent, but on a first date, you're making an impression. Mm-hmm. Hey. And you don't have to spend hundreds of dollars to make that impression. You know, women are big on creativity.
Hey, let's ask the audience. Folks, call in 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. Is it okay to whip out the coupon? You took your lady over to Chick-fil-A.
No, it is not.
You took your lady over to Chick-fil-A.
For the first date.
Hey, look, man. That low commitment, man. First date, you might not see this person again.
You might not.
You will not.
You're taking them to the Four Seasons, and they're going to pay for it, and you may never see them again. Folks, what's wrong with this picture? Call in 1-800-450-7876. But the love is good, though. Oh, you.
So, yeah, we've been having this. A lot of my friends are really in their feelings now. Dating happened to pay, you know, they're serial dating.
Yes.
Dating multiple women.
That happens.
And, you know, a date could range from 75.
But it doesn't have to.
Well, you can't go into a date not knowing the content of what the woman's going to order.
This is true. I've said to people.
Glasses of wine, Robert. She might want dessert. She might want an appetizer.
That's true.
So you don't pay the valet.
You got a tip.
But listen, my thing is, if you can't afford to play,
Ms. Lewis.
It does. But if you can't afford to play, you shouldn't be playing. That's the first thing.
You're right. She's saying you shouldn't be even having no serial data. That's what she's saying.
If you're not in a position to date someone and to be at ease with what she might order, with what she might want to do, then stay home.
What if you just take them to the park and take a look? Stop by the 7-Eleven.
You know what? That's
pick up a beef
not
jerky.
Not the 7-Eleven, but
and a grape soda. No. Split it.
Right.
Get some cups.
I mean, if she's the type of woman that would love that kind of thing, go for it. But I do think, you know, particularly summertime is a great opportunity to do inexpensive options. You know, there's always an option to go and do some grab and go items, have a picnic in the park, listen to some jazz. You know, maybe she wants to do yoga. It doesn't always have to be the tired fish chicken.
How
beef
about
option.
Starbucks
is more meet and greet.
Oh, there's a difference.
There is a difference.
Oh, can you elaborate on that? I didn't know
that. Sure, Of course. So meet and greet is when you know, you might have met someone in passing. You want to get to know them a little better, so you just opt to do something quick, maybe 30 minutes at a coffee shop where you get a chance to talk a little bit more one-on-one and decide if you want a first date. Because I agree, first dates can be expensive. But again, if you can't afford it, you shouldn't be playing.
So do you think women realize when you're trying to
cut corners like you saying, hey, let's go to the park.
And absolutely.
And it's about the fifth time you saying, let's go to the park again.
Well, I think, well, you know, I think if you're doing, if it's on the fifth time, then yes, she's certainly going to notice.
She's going to know something's up. This guy's trying to cut some corners.
Right, right. So you have to mix it up. You have to do a little something. And again, it doesn't have to be a five-star restaurant where you're spending hundreds of dollars, but, you know. You can at least spend 50 to 60.
Well, I tell you what, Chef Terry, I saw, 75. I was hearing people talk about the other day about the different types of food. What if your date is like a vegetarian and you want a big old fat steak? I mean, how do you navigate those waters?
Well, you have to really, depending on where you're going, you have to look at the menu.
I mean,
and it's about conversation.
And suppose the person saying, look, lips that touch this steak would never touch mine. You ever heard that kind of?
You had cotton mouth that night.
like Ms. Lewis said, it's about conversation, getting to know the person, find out what they like, what they don't like, and that's all in planning.
It is. It is.
For your date.
And it's a compromise. I think sometimes, you know, if you're having those conversations, then you might be open to trying something new because there's only so many ways you can do fish, chicken, and beef.
But should you tell people that, look, when you meet them, look, by the way, I like a big steak. And the person said, no, they're eating twigs and you got a big old... Is that a conversation that you should have? Because some people really, they like vegan. They don't even want
to...
They don't eat Jell-O. Because, you know, Jell-O is made from boiled bones, marrow,
yes.
Something like that. They don't want any, they're vegan. They're not just eating a cow and pig. They don't want anything. No egg, no dairy, won't wear leather. And you sitting on a big old steak on a fur, eating steak, wearing a fur. Is that going to cause problems?
It might.
How do you navigate that?
It will cause problems because it just really depends on, like you said, compromise. If you really like the person.
Yeah.
You'll compromise and say, okay, we can go to a Thai restaurant. Go somewhere that's more feasible to her.
Right.
Okay.
Not yourself. Be a little selfish sometimes.
But what about this?
Most of the times.
Here's one you got me. Does it seem like you're being cheap when you say, look, why don't we just eat in? I'm going to run down here. I'm going to put some spaghetti in a bowl and make some Kool-Aid. And
Lord,
the Kool-Aid. Well, that was one of the topics on my list today to talk about. What's the benefits of eating in?
Tackle that topic, guys.
Well, you know, I think eating in is fine. I think, you know, again, that can't be first or second date because, you know, there's a level of security that a woman needs to have with you before she's willing to eat either at her house or at your house. You know, you need to have some opportunity to get to know one another and have comfort level.
Well, what's my hires? Me. To my personal chef.
Right.
To come in and cook dinner, have dinner ready for the date. Is that feasible?
Not on the first date, but yes, maybe third, fourth, fifth date, sure. Because at that point, you should have built up some comfort between the two of you.
So you said never go to somebody's house on a first date?
I don't think so. I just don't think the comfort's there. Now, it does happen. Of course,
okay.
We know it happens.
Okay.
Hey, what if they got baby kids?
You're going to find out really quickly if you go to their house. You know, you're going to find out a lot of things if you go to their house. And again, you want to have some conversation.
Baby kids, that was my piece of chicken. Hey, wait a minute.
Well, we want you to call in 1-800-450-7876. Give us your feedback and your comments.
What do you think about that, Chef? Tell us about your company, too, and how, let's say if somebody wants somebody to come out and bring the food to them.
Yeah, absolutely. I do personal chef services, meal prep, meal consultation. Say, you know, you don't want me to actually prepare the meal, but you can call me, get some ideas by me. Or I can prepare a meal and bring it to your home, have a nice decor dinner set up. And I like you did the job. And I came in and did the work for you, and you could do it that way as well.
So you do not only for like people catering. Who are, you do catering for companies. Give an example of a catering event that might you might do.
Well, just recently this week I've had four jobs this week.
Okay.
I did a big cookout over here in Silver Spring.
Okay.
About 400 people on last Saturday.
400 people.
Yeah, 400 people.
You can handle 400 people.
We handled it. Absolutely.
That takes a lot of food, doesn't it?
Food.
You were like cutting sandwiches in half, and
we probably fed close to 500. I had enough food for about 500 people. They ate. People took food home. It was crazy. Sunday, I did a corporate catering job at Oak Creek Luxury Homes in Mitchellville, and then yesterday, Wednesday, I did a in-home happy hour for a group of people, and then this Sunday I have a birthday party for kids. So a well-rounded, you know, list of catering jobs I had this week.
And folks, go to the website also. I have Chef Terrence J's information on the homepage of the Marketing Pulpit website. Give him your web address also.
www.twofishphilosbbq.com.
And Arthur, give us your information.
And again, I'm Author K.S. Lewis. I am found as Author K.S. Lewis on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, and my website is www.imkslewis.com.
So what are the burning questions you got for the good author there? Y'all started.
We ain't really take our gloves off yet, but we're going to talk about, this one right here is going to be a tricky one. Mm-hmm. How do you tell your mate that they don't like your cooking?
Oh.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. You know, honesty is the best policy.
The face, right?
He is making a face, isn't he? He may have been in that situation before.
That's a hard one. I'm not going to say that because some people may be listening.
Sorry. So how do you tell your mate that your food's not good? What would be the answer to that? Take him out to eat all the time? Or what's the answer to that?
Again, creativity is key, you know.
You put on like a catcher's mask or like the hockey mask at the game. You stand way back. What is that? I'm going to ask a good author here. I'm sure she's got an answer for us. I'm sure
consultant should be able to tell us.
I'm sure
I can tell you, definitely.
Men,
I think honesty is the best policy.
Give it to us straight.
Men and women have to deal with this on a daily basis. Help us out here.
They do. Honesty is
nobody
the best
I know
policy.
Out there. Nobody I know out there.
No one you know. Right. No one you know. All but right. But there's somebody out there that's dealing with that. There's someone who's dealing with a woman or a man who doesn't cook as well as maybe their mom does, you know. Chef Terrence and I have this ongoing battle about macaroni and cheese, and we're going to see very soon who does the best macaroni and cheese. But in the meantime, what I would say is, you know, just be honest. It might, you know, I wouldn't say like, oh, this is nasty, but, you know, this might not be exactly what I'm used to. I would love to try it again, or maybe let's cook together next time. Especially if you feel like you cook better than the other person.
Hey, let me tell you how I tried it. I said, look, this food is really good, but I think the dog would like it better.
And that was your last date, right?
Yeah,
that was your last date with that person.
Yeah. You know? Oh, man, that's hilarious.
That's not a good approach.
You would, no, I know you wouldn't say that.
I know you wouldn't say that.
No.
That's because I hadn't met this young lady
yet.
We all know better now, right, guys? Right.
Yeah, but I would say offer to cook together, you know, offer to eat in or bring something in, you know. That's once you get to that comfort level date.
Carry out might be your best friend.
Carry out is always a good option.
All right, folks. Well, we're going to have to wrap it up here, folks. We're going to have to bring, of course, Chef Terrence. You're going to be back on the fourth Friday of the month.
Absolutely.
He's here every second and the fourth Friday of the month bringing you the food tips and great guests as well.
That's right.
We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're going to give out the information on Chef Terrence and his guests when we come back. This is the Marketing Pulpit Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. Coming up next, Attorney Nikhil Gray. Are you ready to be the boss? We're not talking about boss in the kitchen. We're talking about a business boss. Hang on to your hat. This is the Marketing Pulpit. We'll be right back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM, WON, 95.9 FM.
Good morning. This WOL traffic update brought to you by Local Food Lion on the Inner Loop, a little heavy, Richie Marlboro Road, and Pennsylvania Avenue. Outer Loop is slow 202 to Route 50. Route 4 inbound after Forestville Road. Construction in the right lane is going to slow you down as you stay to the left to get by. South Dakota Avenue southbound, the ramp to outbound New York Avenue closed with a broken down vehicle. Juicy summer savings are ripe for the picking at Food Lion. Get fresh Athena cantaloupes for just $2 for $5. Also get pork back ribs for just $2.99 a pound. Food Lion, how refreshing. Now your WOL weather forecast brought to you by DC Mega Millions. For today, afternoon thunderstorms, likely a high near 93 degrees. For tonight, scattered thunderstorms, otherwise mostly cloudy down to 73, and partly cloudy tomorrow, high near 89. Play fast, win fast. Ask for the Fast Play Bundler to get three games for the price of one. Now through July 29th, play today. DC Lottery, lots of people win. Steve Hirschhorn for 1450 AM, 95.9 FM, WOL, where information is power.
All right, folks, this is the Marketing Pulpit. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. I'm in the studio with Chef Terrence J. and K.S. Lewis, author. She's a multiple author. All right, author K.S. Lewis, wrap it up for us. If you had to give us like a quick takeaway from today?
Absolutely. I would say with dating and food, you know, conversation is key, especially when it comes to those carnivores versus those vegan people. Be willing to compromise. Be willing to be open to creative options and have fun. Don't put a lot of pressure on it.
Oh, man, that's a true word. Have never been spoken. Nice and succinct. A good takeaway. Chef Terrence, what's up with you? What's going on? Oh, give us a last takeaway from you for today.
A lot going on with Two Fish and Philo's barbecue. Football season is right around the corner.
Okay.
Give us a holler if you need any tailgating football food packages. Phone number 301-263-7344. Or you can catch us on my website at twofishphilosbbq.com.
All right. You guys stick around in case you have any questions for the good attorney here, because I know I'm going to have my notepad out, because every time she comes on the show, she talks about trademark, copyright. She has a contingency plan for business owners. So when that, man, I like that last time she was on, she was talking about this contingency plan. Just like Chef Terrence, let's say you out here one day and one of these big barbecue ribs fall and hit you in the head, and you're no longer to carry on.
Right.
But you didn't tell anybody where the secret sauce was or any of that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, your business just evaporates because all that information was in your head. Anyway, she has a tool for that. So this young lady is always thinking like a business owner. She's an attorney, but she's also a business person at heart. Welcome to the studio, to the mic, attorney Nakia Gray. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's always a pleasure to be on the Marketing Pulpit. Thank you so much for constantly having me back. I feel like I must be doing something right, because I've been here several times now. So thank you so much for having me.
You are always doing right. I hope no barbecue rib hit you in the head, that chef. But you might think about Attorney Gray playing over there.
Yeah.
Attorney Gray, as always, you bring great information. I like that you have this. You wear these two hats as an attorney and as a business consultant. But business owner, it seems like people need not just your business consulting, they need a lot of things these days. One, we're fighting global competition, we're fighting the monopolies, we're fighting technology.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the challenges, in your opinion, that's facing business owners today?
Well, I think especially for those of us, and I'm saying us because I consider myself to be a creative at heart, when we're creative, and we've managed to do what a lot of people can't do, which is build a business and make a profit around something that we're passionate about. For a lot of us, these are just our skills, right? I mean, mm-hmm. I'm sure for our chef, this is just something that you're good at, right?
Absolutely.
And so what happens is we just want to do that. Like, all we want to do is make the ribs.
Right.
We don't really want to have to do the marketing and the
Absolutely.
Hiring
preach,
and the
preach.
Firing and the technology.
Got a witness over here. Hallelujah.
Preach, preach.
We just want to do that thing that we do that we're good at. And so I think that's the struggle for every, you know, I don't care whether it's hair, whether it's ribs, whether it's you're a plumber, whether you're a lawyer. You know, you went to school for whatever it is that you went to school for, or you were just gifted, you know, with this skill set. And so you just kind of want to do that, right? You don't want to have to worry about all of the legalities and all the other things that really make the business run. And I think that's the struggle. And every day with technology, it's more and more, you know, that we have to worry about. It's like we're on all the time, you know.
Instead of out
you
here
got
doing
your website, you got to worry about. You got social media. Then that changes every time you turn around.
Right.
It's like a new platform, a new way to do this, a new way to do that. So it's a lot. There's a lot of balls in the air if you're running a business.
But what do you think about all the things you got to do in a business? Who has time to worry about something like branding and messaging and mission? Isn't just having a good service good enough?
I'd love to say yes to that, but the truth is no.
Everybody,
and the reason is because
Nakia, everybody just shaking their head like, hey, Robert, no, no.
No. And you know why? Because as great as you are and as great as those ribs are, you're not the first one to do it.
Yeah.
So for all of us, I mean, don't get me started on lawyers. I mean, I want to say I read something the other day. One in every three professionals in Washington, D.C. is a lawyer. Everybody's a lawyer.
Yeah.
So that means I've got to be on with my branding and my messaging if I want to stand out in the sea of the other bajillion lawyers that there are. And that's the same for every industry. for all of us, we're all trying to clear our way and to stand out from the noise that is our competition. And that's where branding and marketing and messaging is going to come in.
Yeah, I try to tell people, say, look, find you a piece of the market that you can own.
Dominate
that's right. Dominate that space. Hallelujah. Hey, man, you get me. Yes. I'm getting happy over here. Wait, I'm shouting shoes. Well, let me ask you this. Now, there's a lot of folks out here that are sitting on the fence right now. They may be nearing retirement from government, or they've had that burning passion in their soul since they were a kid. I mean, just like the Chef Terrence here and the Arthur, they didn't just wake up yesterday and have these ideas. They were like burning in their souls, seemed like forever. What's keeping people from making that step? What's the hindrance?
Well, part of it is, you know, fear of failure. Will anybody buy? Am I really good enough? What makes me the expert? Are people going to laugh at me? Are people going to say, she's too old to be starting a business? Mm-hmm. She's going to sit down somewhere. Yeah. There are many things, and I like to say there are lies that we have been told or that we're telling ourselves. Every single one of us, every person listening to this broadcast has something special that the world needs. Mm. Everyone. And so I think that we've got to get past that fear of, what if it doesn't work? You know, there's all of that that kind of keeps us in that space from really stepping into what is going to be a fantastic business. And there are people out there that really do want what you have.
Well, I'll tell you what, I was reading your website and some of your material. You're actually offering this unbelievable 7-day mini course for business owners who are having some of those same fears and apprehensions, questions about their ability, they're not sure which way to go. Briefly tell us about that. Tell us about that.
Sure. So that is the Boss Up Challenge, and it is going to start on July 25th. It is free. It doesn't get any better than that, folks. It is free $99, okay?
You said free. Free, F-R-E.
Free.
Free.
Free. Free $99. Yeah. I like that. I like that. Free $99.
So it is. We're going to start on Tuesday, July 25th, and every day you're going to get an email with a video training from yours truly. We're going to take step by step. There are 7 steps to creating your bankable business. So each day we're going to have 1 video. You're going to download a homework assignment and worksheet. Then we're going to get on Facebook Live. We're going to share. We're going to get feedback. We're going to do this together. You're going to step out and actually say out loud, I am designed to be a boss. Mm. You're going to step into that. So for 7 days, we're going to do that together. There's something about community and having some accountability that just really gets people moving. And so I thought that would be a great way. This is summer, and while a lot of people are relaxed, let's gear up for what we want to do and really make this year. There's some people that came into 2017 saying, this is the year I'm going to start my business, and it's July and they haven't done anything yet. So this is the opportunity for you to get out there, meet some other folks. I can't stress that enough, how when your mindset starts to change, you've got to change your circle. And so when you are around other people who are doing, even though they may not be doing the same type of business that you're doing, but you see that it can be done, and you see other people that are getting ready to retire and they're starting businesses and they're doing things, it will give you some motivation. So I really am really big on building your circle, expanding your circle to include those people that are doing what you're trying to do.
You really tied into what I talked about earlier in the broadcast, talk about relationships and how to bring in the right people at the right time. And you have to really manage the people in your life. And what you're saying is really just tying perfectly into that, because it's important that you get out among other people. And it's also important to know that you're not in this by yourself. Because that's one of the things that stops a lot of people. They feel like they're out here on this island by themselves. Everybody else is going to their jobs and they're driving fancy cars. And you're about to embark upon this risky venture. But it's not risky. It's no more risky than that job these people feel so comfortable about.
You got that
about.
Right.
So once again, tell people how they can find you, Nakia.
Absolutely. So you can go to my website, www.nakiagray.com. If you want to sign up for the challenge, all you do is go to nakiagray.com/bossupchallenge. Enter your email address. You will be in. and you will get that first lesson on Tuesday, July 25th. We will be happy to have you. I'm also on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter at Nakia Gray ESQ. So that's N-A-K-I-A-G-R-A-Y ESQ. If you want to connect with me on social media, I'm very social, so I'd love to connect with you there too.
Thank you, Nakia, and we look forward to seeing you at the Boss Up Challenge. Folks, that was Nakia Gray, attorney. Go to NakiaGray.com. I want to thank my guest, K.S. Lewis.
Thank you so much for
having
me.
And Chef Terrence T. Terrence Yates. Oh, my goodness. Think about keto. Folks, this is the Marketing Pulpit. We do that next week at the same time. If you want to be successful, you got to do these three things. Do the right thing at the right time, and you got to do it right. Enough talk. Let's get to work.
Good morning, I'm Nick Bovey. Here, News1.com, brought to you by Northern Virginia Community College.
A degree or certificate from Northern Virginia Community College is your key to a promotion or new career. Come to NOVA. Enroll at nvcc.edu/fall2017.
Marchers may bring drivers to a halt this afternoon. The group behind the Women's March in D.C. 6 months ago is planning another march today to protest the NRA. Martina Lyons is with the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence.
The purpose of the Women's March is to demand that the NRA take down the horrifically dangerous and provocative recruitment video that they have playing on social media and on their website.
The six-hour march starts later this morning in Fairfax outside NRA headquarters and will finish at the Department of Justice. A Montgomery County police officer's home and cruiser are destroyed after an early morning inferno in Damascus. Officials say the fire broke out.